You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
What's up, everyone? I'm Chris Voss.
Yo, yo, this is Grant Cardone.
What's up, guys? This is Ezra Firestone, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle, the podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is Alex Quinn, Kevin Pimentel, Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. What's up, Kev?
Not much, man. It's been a good day. It's a beautiful day today. Feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
You just had a good phone call in the car on the way here.
I did have a great phone call.
I'm about to make some money.
Business is good.
Yeah?
Yeah, blessings, honestly.
Okay.
Amazing.
Let's talk to me about your business. I know we've talked before, but for those listening in who haven't heard of you.
Yeah, so my main squeeze, you could say my primary business.
You got many squeezes?
Yeah. Oh, hey, watch it. All right.
You're a squeezer?
This is my money squeeze here is my marketing and advertising agency called Kimasa. It's sometimes referred to as Kimasa Agency for context at times, depending on the conversation, but really the name is just purely Kimasa. And it's actually a play on words, by the way, in Portuguese. I am Brazilian. So Kimasa is like in Colombia.
Quechimba.
So it's the same thing,
like
but
dope.
In Portuguese. Yeah, like how
kinda,
cool.
Like how cool.
Yeah. If you put in Google Translate,
lit, raw,
it'll just
dope.
Say like cool.
Okay.
Literally. Yeah. So, and it's because I think everything that I work on and the clients I have and the work being done with the marketing is so cool. It's so cool. It's so much fun. And it's an amazing thing. But yeah, so my clients, they range in different industries. So I'm a referral only actually based agency. So my clients don't tend to be from one particular category. So there's challenges there. But yep. The excitement is that it's a little bit more dynamic and it changes up the scenery, you know, with what we're working on. And it is challenging. I'll tell you that much because each client has such specific needs. So, you know, the riches are truly in the niches, but at least in this path here I've taken, it's created an interesting world, I would say. Yeah.
To give you guys a bird's eye view of what's going on, Kev also runs a marketing agency like I do, and he serves clients with products and services just like I do. Mm-hmm. We run people's ads. We manage people's advertising budgets, public relations budgets to an extent, depending on the client, mm-hmm. their content distribution, everything, overall perception, conversions, tracking, website sales, text message sales, messenger bot sales, email sales. We do all of that.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes to make some money. Within the margin of the law.
Correct.
So obviously. Not whatever it takes.
Obviously, yeah.
Which is something people don't talk about. I recently dropped an article on entrepreneur.com about the importance of marketing compliance. Mm. Recently on my yes. Instagram, you could go to Alex Quinn. Instagram Alex Quinn, Quinn. And you could see a swipe post I recently dropped. Very important to be compliant. But with that being said, Kevin, I want to talk about something specific today. Today's a short and sweet episode, but we wanted to talk about marketing for med spa specifically. In the medical space, Botox, all types of things related to that. I know you have some experience there. I know how that world works. And for some of our listeners who maybe work in that field or could maybe share this message with somebody who works in that field, it'd be great. About how you've been able to successfully market these types of businesses throughout your time as a marketing agency owner.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, I made the comment where I don't actually have a particular niche, but the irony is I actually did start with a niche. And that niche was med spas. It started my first major client. I say major, but the first client that allowed me to really go independent and do my thing was a med spa mm-hmm. located in Fort Lauderdale. They were a local med spa owned by a couple. The wife was a PA who was the main one running it and, you know, doing the injectables. It was mainly cosmetic, right? It was meant to be just for beauty. But there were definitely some major hitters in the area. I mean, it's Fort Lauderdale. So we're not talking about a small town and city where you have no competition. It's pretty hardcore up there, right? It's another type of Miami, really, in its own regard.
Yeah.
And
they demand quality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. A lot of quality, you know? And so with that being said, though, you know, the challenge there is I had to work with them to completely revamp everything they had. I mean, their website looked like it was from 1998, you know, and they had no real content at all, no advertising whatsoever. So, you know, except for like traditional marketing, you know what I mean? Like banners and...
What is a good website for a med spa? What should it have? A lander, let's say. One lander, if that's all you have.
So a good... Well, if it's one landing page or website here.
Yeah, let's say we're talking about just one lander where you send them there and they potentially book, find out more information. Let's say maybe we don't have enough time to get super technical about an entire site. What would you put on just a raw lander that you send traffic to on for a med spa or a related business?
For sure. So the first thing I always say, even for actually no matter what the category is, the most important thing you have is a video that is able to showcase what it is that you do or what it is that you offer.
Right.
Because without that context, you're assuming that people are going to take the time to let pictures and words do all the work for them.
Right.
And no one has time. No one's patient enough to be able to handle that. So the first thing is having a solid video that really details what it is that you offer, where you're located, and what are your specialties. Because what's going to happen is off that bat, people are going to immediately know whether or not this is a decision they can make to want to move forward with. And what you want to do is go ahead and let the people who don't need to be there for the services that they're looking for that you don't offer be gone, and let those looking exactly for what they're looking for know this is the moment. All right, yes, they have what I'm looking for.
Beautiful. So front and center, hero, video. Correct. What do we do? What's our offering? Features, benefits, what makes us different, value proposition, all that.
Correct. Exactly. The key thing here is this. When people are searching for these kind of procedures, the first thing they're going to want to see is seeing that it offers what they're looking for, and then before and afters. The most important thing anyone looks, especially with cosmetic, is it's a vain service, right? The whole point of getting the service is because you want to do something with your image, right? Whether it's improve or change or alter. So you need to know that whoever's doing this has done it before and they always have good results. So first you want to explain what you do. The second thing you want to do is immediately show them your work, as mm-hmm. in like what's been done, what have we done before? Because those before and afters will be enough for someone to immediately say, book me an appointment. Right now.
Yeah. At least to find out more.
Yeah. People care more about before and afters and seeing that they're and making sure, by the way, that those before and afters are
the same person.
No, right? Yeah. Make sure they're different, but make sure that they're consistent in the way that they look, that they are branded and protected too with a watermark so that they see that it is yours. It belongs to your clinic or your service or your, you know, they're your patients. And then making sure that they're easily able to then immediately book a service from the point in which they're seeing that those before and after.
Seamless.
Yeah, seamless.
Like a calendar opt-in or maybe a text box where they give us their info for us to reach out, whatever Correct. The case may be.
Correct. Exactly. Okay. And
or
also,
questionnaires, right? You've tried questionnaires. I know we've worked on that when we did a hair transplant. You and I worked on a hair transplant surgery ads for a hair transplant surgeon. And yeah. we used the Lander video. We used testimonials. And we also used the questionnaire to be able to gather info to see if there would be a lead that's qualified for the clinic to be able to call or contact.
Correct. And by questionnaire, by the way, so this isn't just Q&A where we just ask a bunch of random questions. What we're doing is first we're kind of tricking the person into giving us their as much information as possible without feeling like they're giving up all this information. So it's seen as like an assessment of whether or not you qualify or something challenging them in a way that forces them to want to be like, well, let me just find out. So it's more like you show them that there's a benefit to this in some regard. Either they're going to find out if they're worthy or if it actually makes sense or what the best option is for them because they know that there's different ways that this can go. So you put them through this assessment that is a seamless tool. You don't want to have a long list where someone's looking at a list of questions. You want to do something where it just shows one question at a time. It automatically transitions once you answer it
to the next.
Most of it should be just a bubble you click or a little knob you move. And then at the very end, then you get their information. Say, okay, great. So give us your name, email, phone number, and we'll reach out to you with information. And in that assessment, for example, the hair transplant, we found out general and financial information from them that they mm-hmm. were like, for example, on this bar, show us what you believe your credit score is. And this is an optional one. It's not even a required one. Everyone does it. Every single person always did it.
Yeah. Or Every if you're time. Paying cash or credit card.
Your payment method that you prefer. When can you afford?
When you want to do this by?
Correct. Okay, so can you afford a procedure at $5,000 or whatever the case is? And
$20,000,
$30,000.
Exactly. Hey. I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
That helps the sales team, ultimately, because not every business does have a sales team, but if they do have a sales team or whoever they end up talking to, the person that's coming to them now has more information. They know, this is how much it costs, these are the ways that I could pay, these are the if I'm going to finance, like here's my credit, so I'm going to be an easy person to, I'm going to be somebody that's going to be able to easily qualify to be able to purchase the service. There's many factors there.
Correct. Now, I do think it's extremely important that we say something real fast that I just realized that was a big factor that caused issues for me in the past. And this has to do with advertising. So what you put on that website. So for example, I had one med spa. They offered part of their many services, hormone therapy. Now, hormone therapy is a particular thing. You technically are allowed to offer that as a service. It's legally allowed. But you cannot use so many of the buzzwords associated with that hormone therapy. Like, for example, you can't just say, you know, we're going to pump you up with testosterone. You know, you can't say, in some cases, you can't even use the word Botox. And the reason why is because Botox is a brand name. Technically, it's a trademark name of Allergan. So it's not even an actual, it's like Band-Aid, right? We think it's called a Band-Aid, but Band-Aid is a brand. It's a bandage is what we're actually referring to.
Band-Aid is the brand, registered brand, yeah.
Botox is a neurotoxin. But Botox was a brand, and they were just so big and so part of society and culture that we just assume that thing you inject in your face, Botox. But no, Botox is a brand name. It's a Nike. It's Adidas, right? That's what it actually is. So you can't really use it in your website in certain places in certain ways because Google will actually have a problem with it. So it's not even about Allergan having a problem. They don't care if anyone talking about it.
They'll limit your reach or clicks, or they even shut off your ads.
Correct. We'll get flagged for stuff. So you have to be careful about what you say, especially with like hormone therapy. Also, never put anything related to genetic research or genetic tampering or genetic anything. They classify that now as something that's like what's the word? Not investigative. It's basically not something rooted in something that they're willing to base it as, okay, this is genuine information that we can allow users to watch. We know that this is, the word is leaving my mind, but
like Google, like what terminology they use to not allow you to do something?
Yeah, because
like the reason they give you?
Yeah, exactly. Their reason for the policy violation will be that you're referring to something...
Unsubstantiated claims.
Something like that,
Income claims for like services related to...
Right.
Specifically, like, what do you call it? Like courses, online courses that teach people how to make money. You can't make income claims or that they're going to make this much or that much. Very similar to the medical industry where you have to be very careful what you're doing.
Correct. It's just they consider it to be stuff that's not rooted in something that you can say is genuine truth and fact right now. It's still investigative is what they call it.
Yeah.
It's like something that's still being researched. So
a lot of supplement brands have to deal with that. They just have to general supplement brand. And a lot of supplement brands know that they cure crazy diseases.
Yeah.
You're very familiar with this as I am.
Absolutely.
And they just have to shut up and say nothing.
Yeah.
We're a supplement. But the creators know.
Yeah.
And the consumers know. It's kind of just like, hey, I'm not saying it's a medicine.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. You take it. If it works, look at that.
Look at that.
How funny.
It may help you.
Exactly.
It can. You guys got to notice in marketing, when you see a lot of these products, they will not claim to fix your problem unless... Even the medicines themselves, I don't think they claim. They just say it could help. It can help you lead a better life, healthier life. This can help you get better sleep, may help you get better sleep. That's all part of marketing compliance. Very important.
100%.
And it's not only compliance for the platforms like you're mentioning, because you're mentioning just for the overall health of your advertising account in all of these social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, make sure the buzzwords you're using, make sure you're being compliant. But it's not only that, it's the FCC, it's the FTC, maybe if you're violating HIPAA laws, all of those things discussed in the Entrepreneur article, you guys can check it out. Will also be linked on the show notes. But yeah, that's a little bit about MedSpot. What else is important for a landing page? I know we went off on a little bit of a tangent. We talked about a hero image on the top.
Yep.
We talked about gathering data.
Before
and after. Giving them an opportunity to either submit to a calendar date or submit their information. Very important. Reviews.
I was just about to say testimonials.
Testimonials,
correct.
Yeah,
100%. Because first you see, is this even going to offer what I'm looking for? Check. Is this something that they've done before and do they do a good job? Huh, check. Now it's, okay, let me see for a fact. Now you're interested, you're curious, and now you're auditing them. You're basically now you're interviewing this potential business opportunity of you doing something cosmetic. So now you're going to watch the testimonials because you know that it's going to be about something you're looking for. You know that there's already been proof in some regard that it actually does look good. And now you're willing to take the time to listen and actually see and get to know, you know, these stories.
And you know what's also ties right into that, which probably would be right before or after the FAQs, because there they will be able to get their questions answered on maybe questions they had when they watched the initial video or when they watched the testimonial. Some extra accordion is always good on FAQs. Right. And also media, if they've been featured in the media. People love to see who's talking about you. What have they said about you? What's being said out there? So very important. I know that as part of your marketing strategies for some of these med spots has been PR, right?
Correct.
To make sure that their wins, that their the value that they're bringing to the table is highlighted on local press, national press, international press. That helps bring a lot of credibility back to the business as well.
100%. Yeah, and that's just social proof. You know, that's just something for them to check off their box and say, oh, look, and they're actually something active. So that lets me feel like it's not some weird hole-in-the-wall place that's trying to convince me. They are also exposed themselves publicly, which means that clearly must be something serious. And by the way, on that note, you don't have to wait for a news station to cover your client or be, you know, like a local station. There are many methods out there for you to be able to kind of pay to play a little bit, where you're releasing certain press releases and articles in places where they're affiliated or tied to news stations, or they do those kinds of things. These are the methods that are implemented to be able to get us to have the ability to actually have press in some regard without waiting for it to be something that's sent to the person or that they're ready to go. Like as if they were being, you know, reached out to by the press to do something. So
exactly. You got to be proactive.
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, no, there's a number of ways that you can make it happen. And it's fairly direct. And once it happens, that's it. You could say featured on, boom, 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 all the logos of the news stations. And it's true. It's actually an actual fact. And you can link to them.
So if you're a med spa, you're a business in the medical space, and you're going to advertise, you got to make sure you look at the press. You got to make sure you have a landing page that converts, has all the right elements that we just talked about. You have to make sure you have good text messaging systems, email systems, automation systems. You got to make sure you're compliant, and you got to make sure you're creating good content. And lastly, something that a lot of med spas, I see them do, and a lot of them are actually getting into legal trouble, is if you're using influencers to go to your med spa, you have to get a release from the influencer.
Yes.
If you're going to use their image and likeness, even if it's just posting an image on Instagram, the influencer could sue you for publicity rights if they don't have a release, or if you don't have a release where they're giving you permission to be able to do that. So if you're in the business, or you know somebody that's in the business that could gain value out of this, make sure you share this episode. Check us out at HustleInspiresHustle.com. We also just dropped our merch last week.
Oh, yeah.
Hustle Inspires Hustle gear. Says Hustle Inspires Hustle on it. Pay my invoice. We have hoodies. We have crop tops. We have hats. We have all types of shit you guys could rock. See you guys on the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit HustleInspiresHustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.